USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic lawmakers continue to demand that Attorney General William Barr turn in all of his conclusions regarding the Mueller report on the Russia probe by the 2nd of April. Democrats say just because Mueller and his team found no evidence of collusion doesn't mean President Trump is exonerated.
It was them, in fact, colluding, not us.
The younger Donald Trump says,
"This was the greatest farce ever perpetrated on our democracy."
That's Donald Trump Jr. speaking on Tucker Carlson's program on Fox.
"It's a disgrace and it's a stain on our Constitution. We have to fix that."
The Justice Department now says it agrees with a district court ruling in December against the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. The DOJ's determination that the court's judgment be affirmed, a big win for the Trump administration, which wants to strike the whole health care law down. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The Israeli Prime Minister was to be guest of honor at a special dinner tonight at the White House. But after meeting with President Trump there yesterday, Benjamin Netanyahu cut his trip early and headed back to Israel following rocket attacks on a Tel Aviv suburb.
The two united on the issues and looking united as both dressed in dark suits with white shirts and red ties. President Trump acknowledging the rocket attacks.
Our prayers are with our friends in Israel as they carry out an incredible way of life in the face of great terror. The United States recognizes Israel's absolute right to defend itself.
Netanyahu leaving Washington early because of the rocket attacks on Israel being fired by Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip.
USA's Robin Walensky. Nissan's new Altima is the most stolen new car on the market, but a study by DrivingTests.org says the Honda Civic is still the absolute fave among car thieves. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying this morning that U.S. taxpayer dollars should not be used to support abortion services anywhere in the world, saying at the State Department this morning,
"This is decent. This is right. And I'm proud to serve an administration that protects the least amongst us."
Pompeo saying the U.S. government will try to withhold contributions to any organization that actively promotes abortion as a method of family planning, wherever it exists. Pompeo condemning what he calls the global abortion industry. Boeing has already begun training pilots and technical crews on safety upgrades to the 737 MAX and says flight tests will officially get started later this week. Last weekend, Boeing hosted an airline pilot training information session on fixes for the angle of attack sensors on the planes that are suspected in the two recent 737 MAX crashes. And NASA's calling off what was to be its historic first all-women spacewalk because the International Space Station's not carrying enough spacesuits in the right sizes. Astronauts Anne McClain and Christina Koch were scheduled to take part in a Friday walk that would feature two female astronauts and two female ground flight directors, but NASA says there's only one spacesuit that fits those two female astronauts. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.